soldier for my own Annie. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you ever do. You know I love you, Annie Lee.
Hello everyone, I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. Great pleasure having you tuned in. Hope things are going well wherever you are. You got an hour of new material here coming up after we give Earl Hooker his break. Thank you, Earl. And we'll see you at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. When I look at the announcements that come out from various promoters and record companies in advance of the records that I get, I started drooling when I saw this one. The two guys, Monster Mike Welch and Mike Ledbetter, coming out together with an album that's a salute to Otis Rush. And a great combination of ingredients right here. Two very talented guys and one very talented subject for the production right there, and that is Otis Rush. Otis was a blues man who rose to success in Chicago in the 1950s under the tutelage of Willie Dixon, but not at Chess Records like most of Willie's things. He had several sides he cut at Cobra, which I don't think Otis actually liked, but it becomes staples of Chicago blues because of their passion and because of Otis's unique guitar style. He's one of those left-handers who flips the guitar over without changing the string, so he plays upside down, and he has a great ringing, singing tone that's not really distorted. It's very clean, but he gets a very fast vibrato, and it just sounds different from pretty much anybody else. Lots of times people say the two left-handers that influenced everybody are Albert King and Otis Rush, and it's true they do, but they are quite different from each other. Sometime last summer at the Chicago Blues Festival, Mike Ledbetter, who had been singing around with the Nick Moss Band and going all around the country, got together with Monster Mike Welch, who has been a blues star since he was about 12 up in Boston. He came into the scene as a teenager, and one of the guys who kicked right through that thing and kept going and is still going. He didn't have any problem getting over the fanboy stuff that happens when you're so young and keeping himself together and moving on. And the result is a very polished musician out there who's got a great style, too. The vocalist Mike Ledbetter is a man who has sung gospel and who has sung opera, and, I mean, professionally sung opera. So you're talking about a vocalist here with great range and great control and a different way of singing the blues, but not, he doesn't sing opera here, it's blues. But you hear what I mean, every now and then he comes up with a vocal lick, it's like, how in the world did he pull that off? The album is called Right Place, Right Time. It's a takeoff on the Otis Rush Right Place, Wrong Time. And we're going to pick up four tracks from this thing. And the first thing you're going to notice when you hear the guitar is that this thing just sounds different. It's a blues guitar, but it's kind of bright, and it's mixed right up in your face, but it's not the Stevie Ray Vaughan tone usually you hear when it's up like that, thanks to Jimi Hendrix and people of that nature. It's different. It's got a singing quality to it, and he's very articulate in the way he plays it. He stays very true to the blues, but he plays it with great finesse and yet great power, and his intonation and everything is just perfect. One called How Long Can This Go On kicked us off, and this thing is up-tempo. This is a quick shuffle. And somewhere in the middle, I think it's the middle guitar solo, the tone changes a bit, and that's a guest shot by Miss Laura Chavez. Laura Chavez has been a fine guitar player out of Houston, Texas, who has played with a bunch of other people. They've got her guesting on this album in a couple of places. Then one called I Can't Please You comes in next. This is kind of an early 60s Memphis groove. And when you hear this, you think of maybe some Albert King and some other stuff as well. But it's got a nice thing to it and some really nice horn parts on here to back this up as well. A Michael Welch original called I'm Gonna Move to Another Country comes up next. And here we get B.B. King referenced in the arrangements and all that stuff. And Mike does some B.B. King licks, but it still sounds like him. Then last of all, Down Home Girl. I can't remember who recorded this originally, but this has been around for quite a while. And it's done in a very much an Albert King style of blues playing. But again, Mike Welch, his style comes through all the way through. The album Right Place, Right Time is on Delta Groove Records. The artists are Monster, Mike Welch, and Mike Ledbetter. We will hear How Long Can This Go On? I Can't Please You. I'm Gonna Move to Another Country. And Down Home Girl.
Keep a place to live. just can't please you.
Dream.
Well, maybe I can get a job. I said I'm gonna move to another country. Well, maybe I can get a job. Yes, 'cause the way things are going nowadays, on a dollar. If you even get the chance to try, it's getting harder on a dollar. Yes, it is. If you even get the chance to try. Like my chances. Yeah. push you in, just to watch that water roll on down your velvet skin. I'm gonna take you back to New Orleans, down to Dixieland. I'm gonna watch you do the second line with an umbrella in your hand. Oh, you so down home, yeah, down home, girl, yeah.
Some really fine blues playing and blues singing from this album here. Monster Mike Welch and Mike Ledbetter. Mike Welch being the guitar player and Mike Ledbetter doing the fine vocals on this thing. A tribute to Otis Rush called Right Place, Right Time. The last we heard there, Down Home Girl, was all Albert King in its style. Yet as I said, Mike Welch maintains a tone that once you've heard it, you recognize, yep, that's him. Before that was I'm Gonna Move to Another Country, a Mike Welch original. B.B. King referenced on that one. Before that, I Can't Please You. That was the one that had another kind of a Memphis groove to it, but earlier, actually more of a bumpy thing than what Albert was doing. And we started off with one, How Long Can This Go On? That one got up and smoked. Just a very fine, fine, fast shuffle. And some Laura Chavez guitar in the middle of that one as well. The album Right Place, Right Time by Monster Mike Welch and Mike Ledbetter is on Delta Groove Records. You're listening to Talking the Blues, and I'm Mike Wave Dave. A pleasure having you tuned in. I hope things are going well where you are and you're enjoying this blues music. I remind you, if you like this program or any of the locally produced programming on WLRH, it's yours to have at any time you want by visiting the WLRH.org website. Click on the Programs tab, which is right up at the top, and come down and you have a wide choice of things to choose from there. All these programs are available to you on podcast. It's one of the WLRH services that you have a reference and a backlog of things to listen to anytime you choose right on your computer. Our second artist this evening is a Floridian who went to California to make a great record. Her name is Lauren Mitchell, and Lauren is a staple in the Tampa Bay area, and she's one of the people who's been around there entertaining and singing for a very long time. She's very well known among the Blues Society. She's a festival artist and a club artist, and just has a great reputation down there. I've never met her and never heard her, but I've heard about her a lot, and she's made a couple of records that have not gotten up to me here. This one, though, a self-release called Desire, is Lauren Mitchell probably going to be her best record by what everyone else has said. So I'm kind of going along with that, not referencing. But one thing she has done is go to California and got producer and drummer Tony Bronigal to produce this record and play on it. We've had a number of these things that he's come out with lately, especially with female blues vocalists. He's turned out a bunch of different ones, and each one that comes in always gets great quality, always gets great musicianship, and yet they don't sound like they're cookie-cutter albums. They don't sound like they're all made the same way. They're very individual grooves for individual songs, and that really helps to frame the artistry of the voice. And Lauren Mitchell's voice is one with a texture to it. She has a lot of passion, and she has a lot of sexuality, but she doesn't have to lay it right out there. She can say it very much between the lines when she wants to, or she can get very specific. And she does both without ever crossing the lines into indecency that would prevent me from airing the songs that I have chosen. The start one here was a one called Jump Into My Fire. This one, like I say, she's very much a direct sexuality in this song, but it's laid out there in a way. A nice one-chord R&B song, very couple of changes in it, but the kind of thing you used to hear coming out of Detroit, and not just out of Motown, but out of the Detroit and Cleveland and Chicago R&B scene in the 1960s. Then we go to one called Anti-Love Song. This one is one like what I was talking about, where she sings this thing over a less bumpy, spacious funk groove with a variety of instruments coming and going underneath her voice. She is telling a prospective lover why she doesn't want to get hooked up with him, and she does so by listing a whole catalog of things that she would probably do to him and he would probably do to her that are all, you know, they sound very, very risque, but that's why she doesn't want to get with him. And it's kind of an interesting approach, anti-love song. Then the title cut called Desire, which is an original song. This is a soul ballad, and it is sung in a kind of a more modern style, but almost like a southern soul style to it. But then we get soul knocked further back with one called Good to Me as I Am to You. This has a Ray Charles flavor, like the 1950s Ray Charles 16-bar ballads he did so well. And this might have been something that was Aretha Franklin may have done at some point. I'm not sure, but it sounds familiar to me based on that. The album Desire by Lauren Mitchell is on a self-produced or self-released album produced by Tony Bronigal. We will hear Jump Into My Fire, Anti-Love Song, Desire, and Good to Me as I Am to You.
Fever rises and lightning flashes, comes in the night, and it's gone in a cloud of smoke. I said, jump into my fire, run right into the flames. I got some red hot loving cooking in my oven. You can stand the heat in this place. Never, ever be the same. Oh no, I said it will never, ever
I don't wanna love you, 'cause I know how you are. That's why I've been staying away from you. That's why I haven't called you, 'cause I know you could possess my body. Shaking. I know you have me climbing walls. That's why I don't wanna love you.
Feel like you don't matter. You've been beat up, been bruised, broken, and you've been shattered. You can't stop now, don't back down. You won't be left behind, 'cause if you can't stand the heat, keep on walking through the fire. You don't have to move the mountain, just climb a little higher. You know it's gonna taste so sweet, so don't listen to the lies. Gonna rise up from those ashes and believe in your desire. You had a dream every day of your life, and the power to make it come true. Forget about your broken heart and do what you gotta do. You've been exploited and disappointed by so-called experts, self-appointed. Can't you hear the angels singing your name? Can you feel it? You've been anointed. You can't stop now, don't back down. You won't be left behind, 'cause if you can't stand the heat, keep on walking through the fire. You don't have to move the mountain, just climb a little higher. You know it's gonna taste so sweet, so don't listen to the lies. Gonna rise up from those ashes and believe in your desire. If you had a dollar and I had a dime, I wonder could I borrow yours? As easy as you could mine, because when you need my love, and I give time after time, turn around to find me no returns. And my friend, will you use my dimes? If there's water in the pitcher, and we both need a drink,
alive, my darling. I need less water than you think. My love, these things I swear I say are true. And all I really ask you is be as good. This some people want, but they don't wanna give. They could do all of the wrong in the world and got the nerve to not understand the meaning of loving me. So starting today, baby, tomorrow and forevermore, if you can't find it in your heart to do for me, then baby, me as I am to you, baby. That's all I want from you now. I say, be as good to me as I am to you, baby. I give you my love, my heart, my time, and you go around here walking around like you can treat me.
I think this fine production will probably get Lauren Mitchell into the Blues Award nominations this year. It's really nice. The album called Desire is a self-release. And the last song we heard there, Good to Me, is I Am to You. I think that may be an Aretha Franklin cover, but I am not certain about that. Before that, her original song, Desire, which is the title cut. Nice soul on both of those. Did you see what I meant about the anti-love song there? She had about every kind of desire in that you can get right down to, and yet still use it to express a reason to not hook up with somebody, although it sounds at the end like, whoop. She's going to hook up. And then the beginning of it, Jump Into My Fire. According to the liner notes and the one sheet that came with this record, she just went through a rather tumultuous year when both her band broke up and her marriage broke up at the same time. I have been through that myself, and that causes some very unusual things in your life to take place. And she responded to that by going to California to make this record. I think a great move, a very positive step, and I think Lauren Mitchell and Desire will be heard from again later in this year. This is Talking Blues. I'm Microwave Dave. Our last release now comes to us from Australia. Yeah, really probably one of the finest blues musicians down there. I had the pleasure of working with Jeff Atchison over in Dahlonega, Georgia. He had a really nice, it's not a coffee house, but it's kind of a music showcase, a small place, but very nice and very quiet. They make people be quiet and listen. When both of us played together at it's called the Crimson Moon. This is maybe 8 or 10 years ago. He was there playing solo, mostly acoustic, but this man plays electric, and he's an outstanding guitar player, renowned around the world. He plays at the Fur Peace Ranch here in the United States when he's around here, and other things like that that are, you know, not everybody gets to go do. He's really well respected. The new album of his on Jupiter Records called Another Mile, Another Minute has cleaned up in Australia. It came out last year down there and won just about every blues award there is out there. Now, I will preface this by saying that in Australia, blues does not have the same restrictions that we place on it up here. In other words, the 12-bar or the standard format from blues and R&B that we pretty much expect of things is not something that they have to deal with down there. It's just simply their blues music has always had a wider footprint harmonically and structure-wise. And the result is he has some things on here that are really, well, you think of them more as rock or even pop music in some ways. But I've kind of skipped around those to get the ones that I think will represent best what he does here. Hopefully we have time for four cuts if I don't talk too much. Starting off with one called A New Bad Habit. This is a nice R&B funk tune, and he talks about kind of like the old Huey Lewis song about I need a new drug. All the things he's given up, he needs something new to make him feel that way. Then one called Baby Come Back. This is a good blues rocker. You hear a bit of his fine guitar playing on this in the style of the blues rock that he does, but most of the times on this album, the guitar is back and in the mix somewhere. It's really not out front like they have it in the back. Then one called Some People Get All the Funk. This one also is funky and a nice slinky groove to this as well. And then last of all, High Wire. And this has almost a Dire Straits feeling to it. Not the clean, slinky guitar, but the way the groove is played. Very similar. Jeff Atchison is the artist from Australia. And Another Mile, Another Minute's the album on Jupiter 2 Records. We're going to get A New Bad Habit, Baby Come Back, Some People Get All the Funk, and High Wire.
Well, I quit my drinking. I gave up them cigarettes. I've even stopped my cussing, baby, and placing football bets. I ain't looking at women, if you know what I mean. And I ain't been high since I don't know. A healthy routine. I part my hair in the middle. Hey, baby, I iron a crease in my jeans. And I'm ready to party, long as I'm home by 10. I be sipping on mineral water, snacking on a was straight and narrow, but I'm still a rebel inside. Yeah, I snuck a whole sugar cube into my herbal tea last night. Yeah, I was double dipping in my chicken liver bacon. I took my smartphone to the dinner and I sat there checking my Facebook page. I started thinking about this girl I used to have. I remember the smile and the way she used to laugh. I could remember a little ring on her hand. Oh yeah. You see, I came to this town like a two-bomb bum. I had the ass hanging out of my jeans. But she took my hand and she turned me right. Sharpest looking cats you ever see. I remember I was in love and it was alright. I've been down and out, I've been run out of town. Sometimes I've been kicked around, you know I feel like a fool. I see a small baby leave and I can't do with a feeling. You know it's cold, but it sure ain't cool. Situation when you can't get to face and losing some person all the time. You went again, you thought she was depending on you. She walks out and makes a brand new life. Herself, you sit by the phone over the call one afternoon. I remember I was in love and that was all right. But now I can't eat, I can't sleep. Come on back now.
I've been crying on the phone, I've been crying all alone. I've been thinking about you, baby, I can't live without you, baby. So please come on home, baby. Won't you please come on back?
I want you for my own.
Some beautiful guitar work done there by Mr. Jeff Atchison out of Australia. Great new album from him that is called Another Mile, Another Minute. The last one we heard there was Baby Come Back. And before that was a new bad habit. I didn't have time for the other ones I wanted to play. I wish I did. Before that, we also had Lauren Mitchell. And we've had Monster Mike Welch and Mike Ledbetter tonight. It is a great pleasure and privilege to share my favorite music with you. And I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour. I'll be looking forward to next week when I get a chance to do it all again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I know you don't love me, baby, that's all right.